can't turn that on. There we are. Okay. This is Peggy Vanskoy. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2009. I am in the home of Phyllis Kane, and she was one of the very few people who attended West Cary High School when it was a high school, and she was in the last graduating class of West Cary High School before it was integrated and converted to a ninth grade school, I believe, back in the 60s. So let's start out, first of all, were you born in this area, or where were
you born? Yes, I was born in this house.
Right in this house, okay, so we're right on the border between Cary and Raleigh.
Yes.
Just down from the fairgrounds off of Highway 54 Chapel Hill Road.
Yes.
So that's where we are right now. Well, so were your parents born in this area?
My mom was born in Apex. My father was born in this area.
Oh, okay. So you go way back as a family.
Yes.
In this area. Oh, that's great. Now, what did your parents do?
My father worked for a Seaboard Railroad.
Uh-huh.
And my mom originally was a housekeeper in people's homes, and later she worked at Lufkin Rule Company in Apex. After she retired, she became a sitter with elderly people.
Okay. That's great. Now, what were your parents' names? What are your parents?
My father's name was Clancy Kane, that's C-L-A-N-C-Y, D, middle initial. And my mother's name is Gussie, G-U-S-S-I-E, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, Kane.
Okay. Now, there was a Clancy Kane who was on the Cary Advisory
Council.
That
was my dad.
It was. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I definitely mm-hmm. want to talk to you about
that.
Yeah,
he was on the Advisory Council, and also he served several years as the president of the PTA at Cary Elementary.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic. So, and this was during the years of
that's when I was in elementary school. Yes, prior to segregation.
Prior to desegregation.
Desegregation.
Okay. So he was on the advisory board.
Yes.
So now tell me where you went to school.
I went to Cary Elementary.
Okay.
High school, my freshman and sophomore year, I attended Barry O'Kelly High School, which has a long-standing history. In fact, it was the high school my parents graduated from, and the high school I really wanted to graduate from because it had such a tradition. But it closed in 1964-65, and they built West Cary High School. And that's where I graduated in 1967.
Okay, so when Barry O'Kelly was going to close,
Yes, they built a new high school and closed Barry O'Kelly.
Okay. Okay. So you started out in elementary school. You went to
Cary Elementary.
Cary Elementary. So it was already desegregated?
No. Segregated.
Okay. Segregated. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, 1955 through, I guess, 1963.
Okay. So was it East Cary Elementary?
No, it was Cary Elementary, right off of Chatham Street.
Off of Chatham. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you went there till your freshman year in high school, and then
yes,
you went to
Barry O'Kelly. 2 years it closed, then they built West Cary.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, and your father was on the school advisory council during the years you were in elementary school.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that, but he was. I had some pictures of the board somewhere. I couldn't find those.
Oh, okay.
And I remember him being president of the PTA association also.
Oh, that's fantastic. So he must have been very influential in, did he work on putting together a plan to desegregate the schools, or was
he? I think he did. I really don't remember the details, but I think he did. I'm not sure.
Okay. That's great though. Okay, so you left Barry O'Kelly reluctantly because you had to.
We hated that so bad because so many of our parents had attended Barry O'Kelly. And the way the auditorium was built, it slanted down. So when they had the graduation, the graduate would march down, from side to side. I had always wanted to do that. And then when they left, it was going uphill in the auditorium. It's one of those old auditoriums.
Yeah.
So we missed that.
I bet. So then you started at West Cary, and
There were four classes there, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior class.
Okay.
And then there was a class that graduated 1966, and then our class was 1967.
Okay. So did they bring students in from...
Oh, we were bused all over the place.
So did you actually ride a bus to get to West Cary?
Yes.
Okay. So where did you pick up the bus?
It used to be a stop sign where the stoplight is. And
right
this,
at...
This community is called Lincolnville, or either Asbury Community.
Okay.
So we were bused to West Cary. I went to school with students that lived in the Millbrook area, Morrisville, Method Community. I'm leaving out something. Bayleaf, Jeffers Grove, Cary. I'm missing somebody. Miss another community. But all of us were bused to West Cary.
So everybody was bused in. How long a commute was it? Do you remember how long it took you to get?
Oh, it was on Evans Road. Maybe, probably 15 minutes. Because there were no traffic lights, anything like there are now. So maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. No, that's not bad. So it wasn't a long ride.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So how did you feel your first year there in the new school?
Well, I think a lot of us were, as I said, sort of depressed because we didn't get to finish Beryl Kelly. But once we got there, it was a very close-knit school, only 300 and some students. So we were like a family. The thing that really stands out is our principal, Mr. J.E. Byers, and he really instilled in us that we were the great West Cary. And so we had the philosophy that we were just as good as any other students at any other school. Because there was a larger high school in Raleigh-Ligon High School, much larger, but he just instilled in us that we were the best. So we became a big family. And I guess the most exciting thing that stands out is we beat Ligon in basketball. Because we were arch rivals and had never beaten Ligon, and we finally beat Ligon High School. So that was a very exciting time.
I bet. And Ligon had been around a long time and you were a new school.
Right. That's right.
Oh, that must have been exciting. Were there a lot of extracurricular activities going on at West Cary? A lot of sports?
There were, we didn't have football. So mainly the sport was basketball. I think we had track. Yes, we had track. There's a funny picture I was looking for and I couldn't find. We had track, we had basketball. I believe that's all. No football, tennis or anything like that.
Okay. Were there any other activities, drama club or
Yeah, we had drama club,
anything?
We had 4-H. Oh, where's my brochure? The Crown and Scepter Club was a honor society that, of course, we were segregated, so we had our own separate honor society, and this was the Crown and Scepter Honor Society. And we had a conference at St. Augustine's College that really stands out, March 18, 1967.
Aww.
So that was neat. Ronnie Harris, who was a member of my class, was elected president.
Wow.
And this was the year he gave the president's message. So we were very proud of Ronnie.
Yes, indeed. So,
It was a statewide.
Okay.
For African American students.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. The Crown and Scepter goal: success through knowledge, leadership, character, and responsibility. Okay, so the Crown and Scepter Club. Now, were you a member?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. So this was statewide, and So it must have been a real honor to become a member and to be nominated. Now, what did you have to do to qualify?
Maintain the average.
The average.
The average, I believe. That was a long time ago. But yeah, it was honor roll students.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's great. Did you, when you moved from Barry O'Kelly to West Cary, did your friends also come
yes,
with you?
Yes, everybody moved except when we went to Barry O'Kelly our freshman year. That was the first year they integrated the high school. So maybe, I don't remember exactly, maybe six students went to Cary High School. But
okay.
Basically all of my friends stayed together.
Right, and came over to West Cary. So you weren't mm-hmm. separated from your friends at
like
least.
I said, it was about six. I think maybe one from my class that would have been in my class from Cary Elementary, and the other ones were older.
Okay. Wow. So tell me what you remember about your 2 years at the school. Do you remember teachers or?
Oh, I remember all the teachers. I think the one thing that stands out, the teachers were very concerned about us. They knew our parents. Our parents knew them. And there were PTA meetings. And so we knew that if something wasn't right at school that we were going to get told on. They communicated well together. And I think the thing that stands out, I can't speak for the other classes, but our class, the class of 67, we were a very tight-knit group. There were only 53 of us, four now deceased. And so we had a one-year reunion, a 12-year reunion. I think we skipped 15, the 2025, and maybe we had 35. And we haven't had a 40th. So, but that stands out that we, even though it's been years and years, and then there were 12 to 14 of us, we used to go out to dinner. That stopped maybe about a year ago. We would go out to dinner and celebrate birthdays.
Oh, that's great.
Was just that everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew, you know, each other's parents. And we really enjoyed the games a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something else. It was just really fond memories. I can't really think of any negative experience. Everything was, you know, it was just a lot of fun. Uh-huh. We hung out together on weekends. It used to be, sounds hard to believe, but if you wanted to meet people or see people, you just go downtown on Saturday, you would run into everybody. That was before the subdivisions and all the other shopping centers. But if you went downtown on Saturday, you would run into a lot of people from school.
So just downtown Cary?
Downtown Raleigh.
Raleigh.
There
okay.
was nothing. Cary used to have one stoplight. We had a friend that lived in Cary, and we used to tease her about coming from the one stoplight town. But when we were at Cary, Cary had one stoplight.
That's hard to believe.
So it was nothing really to do downtown Cary. It's very hard to believe, because you can get lost in Cary now.
Yeah.
Our reunion, the last one that we had, was it last one here? The last one that we had, that was when we went to the school. That's probably the picture that you saw of me. I was the coordinator of that, and so I thought it would be nice to tour the school. So next Saturday, we toured the school. We had a banquet at, I think that was at North Carolina State Faculty Club. And then on that Sunday, we had brunch. We went to church together. So finally, we said, we've seen enough of each other for a while. So we always, you know, managed to get together and keep in contact with each other.
That's great. Now, have most of your classmates stayed in this area?
Or? Yes, the majority. I think there are maybe six or seven out of state, but the majority are in this state.
That's very few.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few have retired.
Have they? Wow.
Yeah,
so how many went on to college?
I don't know the percentage. This was a very good article that I did. It kind of highlighted what some of our careers are.
Uh-huh.
And let me see if I can see this. I don't know how many went to school out of the 53, but there were quite a few.
Hmm.
just different careers, teachers, social workers.
Which is you.
Yeah. just different. Okay, here it is. In 1967, according to Phyllis Kane, coordinator of the reunion, the graduates are social workers, teachers, accountants, ministers, and engineers. Others went into businesses of their own. Some work in television broadcasting, another in employee relations, and yet another is a successful gospel singer. There were couples in the class. They have dated since the 8th grade.
Oh,
that stands out. I'm not supposed to be talking. I'm sorry. I was just kind of.
Yeah, no.
I was just
scanning
kind of scanning to see if there's anything else. Well, this was more than 20 years ago, but we joke, played pranks. We love to do that.
What kind of pranks did you play?
Oh, I cannot repeat those.
Oh, okay.
Skip school occasionally. I never did that.
Oh.
Never did that. I was too scared. We dreamed big and we studied hard. One thing we did, we always invited our teachers back as our guests.
To your reunions?
To all of our reunions. They were our guests. They did not have to pay not anything.
Oh.
And they really enjoyed coming and reminiscing with us at the reunions.
I bet they did.
You know, the school changed in 1965 and West Cary became the high school. I forgot the year. I couldn't remember the year exactly. So those were the most outstanding.
Now, did you have siblings?
Moments. Yeah. I have one sister. I'm 7 years older than she is. She went to Cary High School.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did she by any chance go back to West Cary after?
No, we didn't have. Any of our siblings were. There were some siblings in the school at the time, but a lot of them didn't get to go to West Cary because they changed it.
Right. Well, first the ninth grade and then the middle school.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hmm.
One of the quotations our principal always said, we did not come here to drink, to play, to dream, to drift. We have work to do and loads to lift. We always have to set it at an assembly. I don't know the rest of it. Shun not the struggle. And I don't know the name of it. But that's the one thing that always stood out.
So it was a poem?
Right.
That you all recited?
Yes. I don't know who wrote it. I might have the words somewhere.
Yeah. So you have... were you the class president? Is that
no, Ronnie Harris. He was president of everything. Ronnie Harris was president of the class for several years, president of the Crown and Scepter Club. I was reporter one year. I remember being a reporter. I don't know what I did, but I was elected reporter.
So there was a school paper, I take it?
We had a newspaper our last year. This is, this is the article. I couldn't find my newspaper. We had a newspaper. That's what I was looking for. We didn't have a yearbook, unfortunately, but we did have a newspaper. And I thought this was the newspaper, but this is the Cary News article.
Yeah. This article you've been looking at was in the Cary News.
Yeah, that was the 20th year, I believe.
Wednesday, August 12th, 1987.
I think that was the 20th year.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. 20 years ago, and there's a picture of all of you 20 years later in a group shot.
Right.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture.
So. We graduated on, this was graduation exercises, Sunday, May 28th. They used to have something called a baccalaureate sermon. That was Sunday, May 28th, and then the commencement program was the following night, May 30th.
Now, was there an auditorium, and did you get
any? We got a gym.
A gym. So
we didn't have an auditorium, we had a gym.
So it was a flat floored
right
gym, so you didn't get to go down
no,
hill and
didn't.
Uphill like no, you did at Burial
no,
Kelly.
A flat floored gym. And I must say this, I loved our graduation activities were very dignified. You couldn't hear a mouse drop, because if there was any noise, Mr. Byers would have probably escorted them out.
Wow.
But as compared to the graduations I've attended recently, but it was, you know, very dignified, very quiet. You got to hear everything that was going on. So that was great.
Now, did you wear a cap and gown?
Yes, we had cap and gown.
And you walked across the front?
Yes, when they gave our
your diplomas.
Diploma.
Exactly. They called your name and,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. So 53 of you. Wow. So what did you do after high school then?
I attended North Carolina Central University in Durham, got a degree in social work and became a degree in sociology, became a social worker. My first job was at Central Children's Home in Oxford. I was their first social worker. I worked there about 7 years. And I've also worked in Franklin County as a social worker for about 3 years. And I've been at Wake County Human Services in Raleigh since 1985.
Oh, okay. 88. Oh,
okay.
So that's a good long career.
Yes, my one and only career, just about. I've done other jobs in between, but always came back to social work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's terrific. So, can you recall things about life in growing up in this area, or life in this area, either before desegregation or afterwards?
Well, basically, growing up in this area, it was a close-knit, all of us came from close-knit communities. Everybody knew everybody. And that was prior to a lot of people moving from the north. So we would go to different churches. We knew everybody, the church. We just, you know, just one of those things that we knew people. And if one community had an event or a community activity, you know, we would go. Other schools would have their junior, senior proms. We would get invited. We would go. So it was just a lot of fun growing up. So after the segregation, I don't recall it being really much different, because at that time, West Cary closed and we went off to college.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you weren't in the primary
no.
grade schools anymore.
No.
So
no.
It changed with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
We still keep in contact with our teachers. Some of our teachers, they look just like they did when we were in high school.
Wow.
Some are now deceased, but we still, you know, have some contact with the ones that are left.
That's great. Do you remember their names or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It was very small school.
Yeah.
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 Mary G. Carter.
What did she teach?
English.
Okay.
Mrs. Doris Holloway was our librarian. Lily Pearl Jones, science, chemistry. Maybe just science. Jocelyn Archer at the time, I think her last name is. Chemistry.
And what was her last name?
She was Jocelyn Archer.
Archer.
I'm trying to remember her last name and I can't think of it. Let's see. Quite a few of the deceased. Mm. French. I'm trying to stick with West Cary because my mind keeps going back to Beryl Keller. Some of them transferred to West Cary. But quite a few are deceased now. I'm going to leave out somebody's name and somebody's going to be mad.
Oh, well, we don't know. Yeah.
West Cary. Yeah. Everybody can, those that are coming to mind. Well, they did have a class. They did have a thing in 76. Here it is. 76. We didn't have one.
Oh,
this is 76. Oh, here's my cheat sheet. Okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, these are deceased. I'm not sure about Mrs. E.M. Thomas. She was history, and I think she relocated to Charlotte, so we've lost contact with her.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Lotmore was auto mechanics. Yeah, I'm glad I found this because I don't leave out anybody's name. Mrs. Smith, our French teacher. We were not really nice to her.
Oh, no?
That was her first year teaching, and I think we just took advantage of that and laughed and acted really silly in class. So at one of our reunions, Paul Pope always was the master ceremony at our class reunions. He had all of us to stand up and apologize to Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Mr. James Joyner was the basketball coach.
James Joyner?
Mr. James Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R. I know I kept thinking it was somebody else. Auto mechanics, Mr. Locke, L-O-C-K-E, Moore. And Mrs. Ella Smith.
Now she was the French teacher, Ella Smith, Mrs.
Yes, she taught us French, West Cary.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get the two schools confused.
Okay.
So I think I've named the West Cary teachers.
Oh, okay.
That are now that are still living.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great.
This was 66, so what I did at the reunions, I would make copies and have it, you know, make a display. So that's why these are loose.
Oh, that's great.
And we used to autograph the book. Of course, we didn't have yearbook, as I said.
Yeah.
You were asking about activities.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we had our Pep Squad, Student Council, Crown and Scepter Club. We had French 1 and French 2. Home Economics.
Okay.
Algebra Cultural. And let's see. We always had a homecoming.
Now, what did you do for homecoming?
It was our basketball game. There was a queen and king. Crown at the basketball game.
That's fun.
And then we would invite the queen and king from the rival high school as well.
Oh, that's nice. Now, did you have a prom?
Yes, we had always had proms.
Did you have a junior and senior prom?
Junior and senior prom.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a live band or...
No, we didn't have a live band.
No, it was like a DJ.
Like a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all activities, which I didn't remember.
Were they in the high school gym usually? And
yes, they were in the high school gym.
Decorated? And
yeah, we hadn't moved up to hotels like they do now. They were in the gym.
Okay.
And we had a very active PTA. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Very active PTA.
That's great. Sounds like it was a really good experience for you.
Yeah, it was a very good experience. I wouldn't. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, Cary High School was beginning to be integrated from 1963 with those six students you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm saying six. I think it was about six.
I think it was six.
Because
yeah.
I know there were maybe three from this community.
Okay.
And I think it was around six.
Yeah. And then West Cary opened 2 years later, but it opened as an integrated all-black school, even though they were already desegregating other other schools.
Yeah, it opened as a segregated school.
I know, I'm surprised that it did, given that they were trying to integrate all the schools at that point. But do you know anything about why that was?
No.
Or no?
I sure don't.
No. They were just going to close Barry O'Kelly and needed another school, it sounds like.
Yeah, Barry O'Kelly, I never understood why the school couldn't have been remodeled. Maybe they looked at the cost of it, but it was a very old school. As I said, it's the same school my parents graduated from. So I guess the decision was made it would be better to build another school.
Yeah.
But they didn't keep it.
Yeah. Hmm.
Not on this Barry O'Kelly stuff.
Okay. Well, can you think of anything else that,
I'm trying to think of something else. Probably think of something when you leave.
Do you know of any kids that were bused a really long way that caused problems for them or
no,
upset
never,
parents or anything?
No.
No.
That's why when they talk about busing, they laugh.
Right, because
we
it was
all
a big
over
deal.
The place, but I've never heard of any problems.
Okay. So you don't know of anyone who had real hardship over that?
No.
No, okay.
It was just a given at that time. So there weren't any community schools like they'd start having community schools at one point, but we didn't have that, so we all went to the same school. I had a friend, so when I went to Central with her, North Carolina Central, she was from Murfreesboro, and she ended up dating one of my classmates, just like a brother to me. So we would, you know, go out on Sundays and ride around. And one day we were riding. She says, "I don't understand this." And I said, "What?" She says, "David lived in Jeffers Grove. You lived in Asbury. Paul lived in Nazareth." I forgot the Nazareth community over by WRAL.
Oh.
And she said, "How did all y'all end up going to the same school?" Because she was from a small town, Murfreesboro. And everybody went. I said, "Linda, you were from a very small town, so we were from all these different communities," but she thought that was the funniest thing, because we were bus all from all over the place.
Going but, to just one school.
Yeah, to one school, yeah. So it was kind of normal.
Yeah.
It was kind of normal for us.
Yeah, I don't think there were that many kids, so we had to go all over to fill up one school.
Yeah, we were much closer to Cary High School, but,
yeah.
You know, years ago when it was school, when the school was downtown.
Yeah.
I probably will think of something when you leave, and if so, is it okay if I give you a call?
Sure.
I don't know whether you have a deadline for this or not.
Yeah.
What's your deadline?
Well, I am getting close. I think I told you on the phone. I'm working on a book.
Right.
On desegregating the schools in Cary. And I think this is my last interview, so
okay.
I'm real close to having it finished.
Because what I had thought about, I said, well, let me, I have such a hectic schedule.
Yeah,
I thought about, so let me give a couple of my other friends a call and see what stands out with them. But I never got around to doing that.
Oh, I understand.
So if I get a chance, I may do it tonight and just kind of
summarize,
you know, what I said and see if anything sticks out with them.
Okay.
That I might have forgotten.
That would be great. Well, thank you so much for taking your time.
Yeah,
for
I
doing
wish I could
this.
Think
this
of more,
great.
But you know, it's been a long time, and I'm 60 years old now, so the memory's not as great as it used to be.
I understand. Yeah, I graduated from high school the same year you did, and so, boy, I'd be hard pressed to remember teachers.
Yeah,
and
I must have had stuff that more together, but the only thing that's missing is the newspaper that I thought I had. But I think I.
Yeah, you had that one article. That's great.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it.
Well, thank you. I look forward to your book. What is the title of your book?
It's going to be called Desegregating Cary.
Desegregating Cary.
Yeah, and I'll let you know when it comes out.
Well, I'm glad you didn't forget us.
No, well, I just, you know, I was trying to get some.
So it triggered your memory when you saw the article, right? Is that what brought it about?
Yeah, I hung on to that article.
A lot of people would have, if they don't know the history of Cary, you know, they would have never known that that used to be an all-black high school.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And as I was researching the history of the schools in and around Cary and in Wake County, and came up with that short little 2-year period of time for West Cary, and I had saved that article from your reunion.
I think I know exactly what picture you're talking about.
That must have been your 35th reunion or something.
Yeah, I was trying to find, this is 20, it wasn't that one. I think I know exactly which picture you're talking about.
Yeah, and so I hung on to it, and that's how I found you, through that article, and so I really appreciate this. This is great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. The next day, Phyllis called me back to give me more information. She had called some classmates, and this is the message that she left me.
You have one old message. Thursday, 5:28 p.m.
Peggy, this is Phyllis Kane that you interviewed yesterday. I have some additional information to share. The old Barrow County High School, the city took over that property, and then it became a middle school. And now it's a park and recreation center still owned by the city. Also, my classmate informed me that there were 2 to 3 white students that were bused over to our high school to take auto mechanics and carpentry. And also, there was one white teacher that taught art there. So I wanted to pass that information. And then I omitted some teachers' names that I just really would feel bad if they were not included.
Phyllis is going to attempt to call me again, but so far that has not happened.